today on Real Radio.
God is not bound by time. We learn things because we are on a timeline. If you are eternal, there's no timeline. So God looks down and he sees everything at once. He's eternal. Isn't it weird? How do we can't. It's beyond us.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called Until We Cross the Finish Line, Part 3, continues in the book of Philippians, chapter 3, in verses 12 through 14. In these three verses, the Apostle Paul bears his experience to all of us of what the Christian life is all about. In this world, we as Christians live a life of contradictions. We're driven to constantly pursue Christ while at the same time experiencing his fulfillment. God has placed eternity in our hearts, while at the same time giving us a purpose for living on this earth. And even in our imperfection, we press on towards the goal of the prize of the upward call in Christ Jesus. Today on day three of this lesson, Pastor Jack tells us that God's plan for us was formed before we were even born. But unless our eyes are fixed on Jesus Christ and his perfection, we'll either judge ourselves too harshly or too lenient. The key is to stay focused on Christ and what his word says about our lives. And now, here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
Accept his offer. Like any relationship in life, accept his offer. Respond to that. Say yes to him. So, well, Jack, I want to figure it out. You can't figure it out. Open the box, take the key, watch what happens. For the believer's life, we've taken the key. And now we're watching in our lives what's happening. I'm going to give you a barrage of verses. Listen carefully. Romans chapter 8, verse 27. Romans 8, 27. Listen, this is God's directed plans for your life. Be bold about these verses. Write them down. Look, I'm not into tattoos, but if you want to get a tattoo, listen, when I'm done giving you these verses, go on down to the tattoo place and have these notes put on your face or wherever you need them. If that's what you need, then go for it. Here's the deal. Romans 8, 27 begins this way. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Did you know that the Bible says Jesus is talking to his Father in accordance with the Holy Spirit regarding your life? Jesus is praying to the Father. I like that because the Father is always listening to what the Son has to say. And it's in conjunction with the Holy Spirit's work, who has sealed you unto the day of redemption. The Holy Spirit's in you. And so Jesus intercedes. He's lifting us up before the Lord according to the will of God. That should bring a little bit of boldness to you. Amen. It's like, all right, I like this. Okay, look at the next verse, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Listen, it's not, I know God loves me because I've called him according to my purpose. Hey, God, I want you to get behind my purpose. I got a plan, God, and I want you to bless it. No, he's not going to do that. Listen, to surrender to his love, you find out that what God has planned for you, you could never have planned for yourself. It's off the charts. Your responsibility is to maintain that love relationship with God. Be willing. Be open. God has called you with a purpose, and he's going to fulfill that as you walk with him. Look at the next verse. Look at verse 29. For whom he foreknew... You ought to circle the word foreknew. You can never get to the word predestination, which is the next big word. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined. Predestination is always based upon God's foreknowledge. God is not bound by time. We learn things because we are on a timeline. If you are eternal, there's no timeline. So God looks down and he sees everything at once. He's eternal. Isn't it weird? How do we can't. It's beyond us. Right now, the world is beginning. Right now, it's Genesis 1:1 before God. And right now, the world is ending. Isn't that weird? Right now, Hitler's invading Europe, and right now, Solomon is building the temple. Isn't that weird? It's beyond it. We can never fathom that. We're like little ants walking around on your kitchen table. They have no knowledge of what's going on around them. That's how we are. God is outside. Based upon his foreknowledge, look, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. That's why the moment you come to Christ, the purpose for your living is God is using you. He's working in your life like the Apostle Paul, and he's conforming Christ in you. That's why you and I go through trouble. None of us like those tests. When things happen in our lives, true story, but you were praying. I know you were praying. One man told me last service that he just was interceding for me the whole time I was gone. Let me tell you what happened. I was tired when I went to Canada, but I went. And when I got there, I literally, church, I'm confessing to you right now, I literally thought to myself, I should be tired. I should be tired. Why aren't I fatigued? I should be tired. I wasn't tired. And of course, like normal, I hardly slept. I should be really tired. I'm not. I had energy. It was abnormal. I knew something had translated beyond taking my vitamins. It transcended Starbucks. It transcended all that stuff. I felt remarkable. And I don't know how else to tell. I just felt his nearness. It was weird. I felt invincible, by the way. I felt invincible in a good way. And it so affected me that I couldn't wait to get home, couldn't wait to get back to you, couldn't wait to be home, go to the airport. You know, you go to the airport, you get in an airplane, and you sit down, and they say, the plane's broke. And okay, well, let's get it fixed because I have a connecting flight in Minneapolis. I didn't even think like that this time. My thought was, whatever. God knows. I don't understand. The great thing is, I don't need to know. You guys, for me to come to that conclusion was huge. For me to say, I don't need to know. Curious minds want to know, you know. It's like, I didn't care. I said, well, whatever. And I was with another pastor, and I just said, you know what? Let's do this. Lord, we just give you this plane. If you want us to sleep here, make it home, whatever you're doing, we'll never figure it out. We're not going to know it in this life. In Jesus' name, your will be done. And you know what? I had a great time. Had a great time standing in the airport, being delayed, people panicking, sweating, saying, people were saying words that ought not to be repeated in an airport, things going on. And it's like, you know what? I was so at peace. It was like, whatever. That I began to worry about myself. It was so strange. Why aren't I getting upset? I'm not going to make it. Wow. I'm not even worried. I'm not even concerned. I feel a little guilty for all this peace. I just wanted to go around and spread it. You know, let me give some to you. It was so weird. I tell you what's the difference? People were praying. And I could tell. Romans 8, verse 30 says, moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. And whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. Glorified? That's beyond us even entertaining. Even the word justified. Simplest way of remembering is justified, never sinned. That's the word justification means. It's just as if God sees you, just as if you had never sinned. If you can figure that out, come and let me know. Because that's too big for my brain. But God said it. Jeremiah 1, verse 4 and 5. Jeremiah 1, 4 and 5. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, behold, I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were conceived in your mommy's belly, God knew you. Because he's eternal. Isn't that amazing? How big is your God? I hope he's this big. If he's this big, then he's my God too. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I have a plan for you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. John 10, verse 27. Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me, and I give them eternal life. They shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who gives them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. Do you believe that? He said it. John 6:3. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. He'll never reject you if you come. Wow. Here's a good word for us today. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Examine yourselves. The word in Greek means walk around yourself. Imagine, freeze frame yourself. The Bible says, regarding yourself, walk around yourself and see if you're for real. Am I really a believer? Am I really a Christian? He says, examine yourself as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Have you opened the box? Have you unwrapped that box? Have you opened that key? Have you taken that key? Do you know Jesus? If you know Jesus, there's a pursuit in your life that cannot be denied. Now look, some of you may have been in a spiritual coma for some while. You know Jesus, but you've been in a coma for a month, a year, 10 years, 20 years. But the word is going out, like over the mist, over the fog. The word goes out and it begins to stir your soul. You trust Christ, but you've never grown. Listen, you've been a believer for 40 years, but you've only have 1 year experience, like you've wandered in the desert. 11-day journey took them 40 years. They went in circles in the desert, Israel did. 11-day journey took them 40 years because of disobedience. There were God's people, but they weren't listening. Maybe today, you've been a Christian for so many years, but you've got 1 year experience. You've been doing donuts out in the desert. You've just been spinning around chasing your tail. And God says, no more. It's too late. It's time to get up and go. God is saying, here's what we're going to do. I'm coming back. You're not getting any younger. The end is near. I got stuff for you to do. But what about my salvation? Are you trusting Christ? Went to the cross? Done. That's done. Stop going back there. It's over. You're his. If God, listen, you must examine yourself this morning. If your heart is being stirred, maybe God wants to use me. Maybe God does have a plan for me. If you're being stirred, that's the Holy Spirit stirring you up. And he wants to use you. If you're in traction right now, if you're watching by TV or internet, or if you're hearing this by radio, and you're laid up in traction, and all you've got is a finger to move, then use that finger to the glory of God. You're here for a purpose. Now, I'm going to ask you to, if you would, don't leave yet. We're not ready to leave, but close your Bibles. I'm going to ask you to think about this for a second. Christians, be praying. Today's the day of decision. I want you to hear this, though, before anyone moves. I've been telling you about this telemetry of God, that it's God who sends us his righteousness, his forgiveness, his plan. Think of this. Just meditate on this. The Bible tells us, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ as though God were pleading through us. We implore you, beg you, on Christ's behalf, listen, be reconciled to God. For God made him who knew no sin, Jesus. God made Jesus who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the transfer of information, the transference of data. In this case, God took the righteousness of Jesus Christ. The conduit was his body on the cross. That cross is the meeting place between God and man. The moment you turn to Christ, there is that spark of connection where salvation takes place. And what happens? What is salvation? He made him who knew no sin to be sin for us that we might be reconciled to God. For, listen, this is the great exchange. The Greek word means, watch, it means to take a currency from a realm, a kingdom, and transfer it into another kingdom. So look, dollar for dollar. The word means value to value. So if you were coming from the Orient 2,000 years ago and you had business in the Roman Empire, you had to take your Oriental money at the limit, at the borders of the Roman Empire, and you had to go to a money exchanger and get Roman currency to do business in that empire. Are you with me? Think of that. Jesus Christ came to ask you to bring to him the currency of your sin. So, for example, your adultery. You're now convicted of it. It's an abomination to God. It put Christ on the cross. The Bible says no adulterer will enter the kingdom of heaven. You now start to panic. God's word says you're out. No box for you. No key for you. You're condemned. You hear that and your heart begins to cry out, oh God, what can I do? Value to value, you bring your adultery or your pride or your idolatry. Are you with me? You bring your sin that he convicts you of. Here's what happens. Value to value. Jesus takes that from you. He takes it from you and he extends value for value his blood. His blood at the cross cancels out your sin and mine. In that moment is salvation. He who knew no sin became sin for us. And this is why you have this verse preceding. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Did you hear that? Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and he has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing or no longer transmitting or transferring their trespasses to them. And he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. What does that mean? That means we're going to pray right now. And maybe today is a day of decision for you. Maybe today's the day that you say yes to Jesus, finally. That you exchange your sin for his righteousness. It's called Christianity. It's called salvation. It's between you and God. I'm asking you today to stop criticizing the box and walking around the box and denying that the box exists. I'm asking you to take that box and open it up. And I'm going to ask you to live that out today. As we sing this song, if God is speaking to you today, Christians, please be praying. Don't disrupt anyone. But if God is speaking to you, there's a little bit of a turmoil inside your heart and soul. That's the Holy Spirit speaking to you. I'm going to ask you to do what Jesus did to all those he preached the gospel to. He invited them to go public. If today you want your sins forgiven and a new life given to you that you might live a life of purpose, I'm going to ask you to come forward and stand at the base of this platform. And I'll lead you in a prayer. Guys, maybe you're sitting here still and you know that this is something that you should do. You're having a battle with yourself. One of the worst things of all is actually worrying about what people around you think. It's a trap. If God is prodding your heart to make him public, Jesus said, if you acknowledge me before people, it means if you're not ashamed of him. He said, I will not be ashamed of you either on that day of judgment before my Father. We'll wait for you for a moment. I did make it to Minneapolis on that flight. I grabbed my bag and ran. I got to the gate, and they were closing the door. And Dr. David was on that flight as well, but he's a little bit older than me, and he couldn't run like I could. And so I said, you cannot shut this door. My friend is on his way. He's coming. You've got to hold this flight. And I stood in the doorway, and I waited for Dr. David. And he gets to the gate, and we walk in together, and you know, people are looking at us like, we didn't care. We didn't care about their looks. The flight was delayed because I stood in the jetway and he wasn't there yet. Could you imagine right now, maybe this delay is for you to respond? That in this moment, God the Holy Spirit is saying, get up and get up there now. We'll give you 30 seconds to come. You make your way and then we'll pray together. You come now. And as we pray right now together, we'll all pray the same prayer, but the effect in each of your lives will be different. The effect will be different. You come today, and I don't know your stories, but God knows your story. And the amazing thing is all the stuff that's happening in your life. You say, man, where was God when that was happening? Where was God when this was going on? Listen, God didn't cause those things to happen. The world did that to you. The world and its agenda is what's gone after our lives to ruin us. Jesus told us Satan's come to kill us and to destroy us, but I've come to give you eternal life. The amazing thing about God, because one of his titles is that he's the Redeemer, he takes the bad things in our lives that we've done to ourselves or what others have done to us, he takes those things and he uses them for your benefit. Isn't that amazing? So imagine an old car rusting out in the field somewhere. You see something in that vehicle that you want to restore back to its original glory. You get it out of the field and you go to work on it. God is now going to work. Today is your day of salvation. You're his. From this moment on, God will put in your heart that pursuit of him more and more. Today, you become brand new babies, as it were, in Christ, new believers. So this prayer, pray it out loud if you would. If you're honest before God, then he'll hear you. He knows your heart. He knows your motive. He knows who you are. Are you ready? Pray this out loud if you would. Dear Lord, I come to you now, and I ask you to forgive me. Wash me clean and forgive me of my sins. Put your Holy Spirit in me. Change my life. Make me yours. Thank you for dying for me and having been risen from the dead. I proclaim Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a message called Until We Cross the Finish Line, Part 3. Thanks for listening, and our hope is that you open up the gift of eternal life that God has just for you so you can have new life in Jesus Christ. And we'll continue with more on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Today was day 3 of this lesson, and don't forget that you can pick up any of these days you might have missed at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. You know, if you just made a decision for Christ and you'd like to get a hold of a pastor, maybe somebody you could talk to help you through the next few steps, you can give us a call, 877-RR-RADIO. That's 877-RR-RADIO. Please don't hesitate. Give us a call right now. We'd love to help you out with that, 877-RR-RADIO. You could also go to our website if you'd like, reallifewithjackhibbs.org, but give us a call, 877-RR-RADIO. Let me give you a tab that's going to really help you if you're interested in leading other people to the Lord. It's a tab called Know God. That's K-N-O-W, God. And it's right there at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. You know, we've all been there at some point. You're really strong in your faith. You know what you know. You know what's going on in your life and in your heart. But sometimes you may be a struggle to share it with other folks. Well, I'll tell you what. Go to the Know God tab. That's K-N-O-W, God, at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Pastor Jack's got a great video there that's going to help you approach non-believers in your life. You can learn from this video yourself or send it to an unbelieving friend. It's the Know God tab at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio, made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.